Good Monday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Koch Industries.
And I'm Anna Palmer. We've got some terrible news leading Playbook today. More than 20 are dead and 100 were injured after a Las Vegas gunman opened fire on the Strip during a music festival. The shooting happened near the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino. No identity has been released of the shooter, who is now dead. Police are looking for the shooter's roommate. This is a developing story that we will be covering throughout the day.
Very scary. A scoop this morning. The Trump administration will ask Congress to approve another between $10 and $15 billion for FEMA's disaster relief fund. We hear the magic number will be $13 billion. This is meant to begin to cover the cost of the spate of recent natural disasters, including the storm in Puerto Rico.
The New York Times is reporting that the Republican tax plan may not last. The paper reports that business leaders and economists believe a permanent reduction in the corporate tax rate is the best way to spur investment and job creation. While on the world stage, Susan Glasser spoke with the Iranian foreign minister, and he had frank words for President Trump. He said the Iranian nuclear deal has a better than 50% chance of surviving the next year. He also called Trump an embarrassment to the United States.
Darren Samuelson has a portrait of Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller and how he's trying to keep as low of a profile as possible as he continues to probe the Trump administration. Our colleague Tim Alberta has the print exclusive in Politico magazine with House Majority Whip Steve Scalise. The lead quote, "They said I was within a minute of death."
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the U.S. is weighing the fate of whether to close the Taliban political office in Qatar. This has spurred an internal protest at the State Department over concerns that closing the office would undermine interests in Afghanistan. Meanwhile, the Catalonian president is close to declaring independence, the Financial Times reports. More than 760 people have been injured as Catalans look to declare independence from Spain.
Trump is meeting with governors from Kentucky, Mississippi, Maine, and New Hampshire today. He's also holding a working lunch with Thailand's prime minister and a dinner with Republican lawmakers. In the juice, we have a first in Playbook this morning. Randy Bryce, who's challenging Speaker Paul Ryan, has raised $1.5 million in the third quarter of this year. The campaign will also report more than $1 million cash on hand at a finance report due later this month. His average contribution, $25. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.